Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, January 12, 2016, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, report. The Common Core curriculum is just a scheme to sell more textbooks. Then, Alex Jones reviews the film The Revenant. After that, a new development in Hillary's email scandal. And the truth is out there. The new season of The X-Files is to focus on factual conspiracies that are not always theories. That's next.
X-Files reveal has controversial new theories. Chris Carter on his hit Fox Return, which warns of UN takeover and links to 9/11 and other things, chemtrails, you name it, and then they just go on to say that it's based on Alex Jones. And then it goes on to say that the topics...
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Well, InfoWars fans are going to be in for a real treat with the return of The X-Files. Now, the 6-episode series is going to be airing on Netflix, and they're basing one of their main characters off of Alex Jones and InfoWars. Now, here is what the creator, Chris Carter, has to say. This character is eventually going to sway Mulder and Scully to adopt a new conspiracy that lays a framework for the whole entire series. The theories are going to evolve around global warming, war in the Middle East, NSA spying, chemtrails, which they're calling aerial contaminants, police militarization, supposed FEMA prison camps, and the eventual military takeover of America by a UN-like group of multinational elites. So, I mean, does that not sound exactly like they probably wrote this entire series based off of just watching InfoWars and listening to Alex Jones? He says that this conspiracy theory plays a little bit like Oliver Stone during his JFK fever pitch, only if the source material was InfoWars instead of UFO lore. But the creator, he says, we live in a Citizen Four world now. We've given up certain rights and freedoms because we want the government to protect us after 9/11. We see the admitted spying by the government. These are not things we're making up, and it informs everything Mulder and Scully are doing. So this is pretty interesting. And also he admits that he thinks the UN takeover threat is actually quite plausible. He says the idea of a new world order is relevant. And when we suggest the show is embracing right-wing theories, he counters that. And he says, I don't see Alex Jones as right-wing. I see him as a libertarian. So this is going to be sounds like it's going to be a pretty good series, and I'm looking forward to it. It's actually going to return January 21st. We'll see if it ends up being a little bit more thought control. But coming up later in the show, Alex Jones is going to give his take on, you know, what he sees as sort of this revival happening in Hollywood. As well, we're going to air an interview that Alex Jones did with Dean Haglund. He is obviously an actor there with The X-Files, but they spoke about 9/11 and an eerily similar lone gunman plot, which took place about 9 months before 9/11 actually happened. So that'll be coming up later. But now let's get to something that we also expose here a lot on InfoWars, George Soros and how he uses his money and power to influence politics. Well, this should be no surprise. Soros's Move On group has now gotten behind Bernie Sanders. They gave him the big endorsement. So he's the supposed outsider candidate. He is now being embraced by establishment Democrats. And this is, of course, because Clinton is sliding in the polls. So they, according to their website today, they said, with a record-setting 78.6% of the votes cast by the Move On membership, Senator Bernie Sanders has won MoveOn.org Political Action's endorsement for president with the largest total and widest margin in Move On history. So one of the reasons the group declares that it's backing Sanders is because his refusal to accept the status quo of the wealthiest Americans using their power to influence politicians, which, of course, is the exact same thing that George Soros does with his money and his power. And he props up groups like Move On to foment civil unrest and, of course, to influence politics. But it doesn't really matter what Sanders has to say. All of this rhetoric is meaningless because it's not going to run off the money changers there in politics. For proof of that, just look at the fact that the audit the Fed bill once again failed in the Senate. So they're not going to be able to take these guys out. But let's talk about someone else who is, you know, has no problem fomenting unrest, Hillary Clinton. Well, now we have a new email showing that Hillary was willing to foment Palestinian uprising for political gain. So this is a December 2011 email, a former U.S. ambassador to Israel, Thomas Pickering, was suggesting that Clinton consider a plan to restart the then-stalled peace negotiations by kickstarting Palestinian demonstrations against Israel. Pickering described the effort as a potential game-changer in the region, recommending that the U.S. undertake a clandestine campaign to generate unrest. Clinton requested that his email be printed out so she'd go ahead and, you know, take a little look at it. And of course, we've seen George Soros doing these types of things as well, his groups there with the Arab Spring. Now, one of the reasons why I think that Hillary Clinton's polls are down and why they're going getting behind Sanders is because of this FBI expanding their probe into public corruption there with Hillary Clinton. And just the simple fact is if this goes somewhere, she is going to take a lot of people down with her. Now, here is an interview that Alex Jones did today with Peter Schweizer. He is the Breitbart News senior editor at large, but he's also the author of Clinton Cash. He was one of the first people who really investigated these donations being made by foreign entities into the Clinton Foundation and how they were able to skirt the law.
Well, so the Clintons have figured out a way. They set up this foundation, the Clinton Foundation, and Bill Clinton hits the lecture circuit. And this is a way to circumvent that. So they can't get African dictators. They can't get corrupt people that are international fugitives to give money to their campaigns. But they can get those people to give to their foundation, and they can get those people to give Bill Clinton inflated speaking fees as a conduit for bribery, as opposed to giving to their political campaigns. And that's what they've done. And the level of corruption, it involves the Russians, it involves organized crime, it involves African warlords. The people that the Clintons have taken money from is staggering and frightening. And what I chart in the book is the connection between the flow of money and an action that Hillary Clinton takes as Secretary of State. And when you see this pattern repeated over and over again, the only conclusion you can come to is these events are connected and these are in effect bribes. Well, you know, Alex, look at the recent public corruption cases that we've had. You know, Governor McDonnell in Virginia, or Senator Menendez in New Jersey, or you have the governor of Oregon, Kitzhaber, who resigned. In all of those cases, you had, a few examples where they took money that they legally could take, but they took favorable actions for the benefit of the donor. You've got the governor of Virginia, former governor, who's in jail because of that. You've got Menendez facing charges, and I think these individuals should have been charged. But my point is that what they did, the scale of what they did, is small, very small, in comparison to the widespread pattern of conduct that the Clintons have done. The dollar amounts are bigger. The people that they're taking the money from are far more nefarious. The favorable actions that Hillary took as Secretary of State are far worse. One of the cases that I highlighted in the book, and that the New York Times, of all people, has confirmed in a 4,000-word front-page piece, is the Clintons got $145 million from the shareholders in a small uranium company that wanted to sell their assets to the Russian government. Hillary Clinton's State Department was required to sign off on that deal, and they did. So literally, Hillary Clinton's State Department gave about 20% of U.S. uranium assets in the United States to the Russian government.
Unbelievable.
And the Clinton Foundation got $145 million from the shareholders.
I remember seeing that at Breitbart, and then Congress talked about it some, but and it wasn't even a big deal, though. None of the other media picked it up. Think about that, folks. A foreign power getting our strategic uranium supply, if that isn't treason, if that isn't sedition, if that isn't espionage, if that isn't just industrial-level espionage, I don't know what is.
Could this be the Great Depression 2.0? Kit Daniels reports on the many red flags showing that the economy is worse off now than it was right before the 2008 financial crisis.
The global economy is currently worse than it was right before the 2008 financial crisis. Now, here's three signs that the economy is teetering towards a 1929-style Great Depression. For one thing, the Saudis and OPEC in general are freaking out over the price of oil. Now, we know that OPEC for the past couple of years has been keeping the price of oil artificially low by keeping the supply artificially high in order to bankrupt American oil producers. But now we see the price of oil is going down to $20 a barrel, and now some experts even suggest it may even go down to $10 a barrel, which indicates that the price of oil is not just due to supply manipulation on behalf of OPEC. But what's going on is that the global demand of oil is collapsing, which indicates that the global economy is also collapsing. Number two, for the past several years, China has been building what's called ghost cities, which are just completely brand new cities the size of Austin, Texas, of high rises and condos and streets and what have you, but they're completely unoccupied. And the reason China's been building these large cities that are completely devoid of human life is because they've been trying to build up their GDP, and they think by through government spending on new construction projects that it will do just that. But now what's happening is government officials in China are completely destroying these unused condos. Like, for example, a 27-story high-rise was built in China that was completed in last November, and now China is completely demolishing the building. So this is a clear indication that the Chinese economy is about to, the bubble in the economy is about to collapse entirely. It's going to take the global economy with it. And number three, in the first week of January, the S&P 500 had its worst five-day start since 1929. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average also had its worst start since 1897, which indicates that a global crisis worse than 2008 is just over the horizon. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
Well, officials fear that an Arabic rape game has now spread to Europe. These are police. They're fearing a gang rape phenomenon known as Taharush Gamia in the Arab world. They've seen the attacks on women across German cities. And at New Year, they're fearing that it has now spread to Europe. The name of the practice translates to collective harassment, and it's carried out by large groups of men who sexually assault lone women, either by groping or in some instances raping them. The men first surround their victims in circles, some then sexually assault her, while others, not directly involved, watch or divert outsiders' attention to what is occurring. Sometimes, of course, the victim is so terrified and in a state of shock, unable to respond, and then she's also robbed during the ordeal, which is, of course, something that a lot of the women were reporting that was happening to them on New Year's Eve. Now, a lot of apologists out there, of course, are going to say, oh, it's okay, it's just a rape game. It's not rape. So here's the big problem now that you are importing to the West.
The United Nations proudly declared on their Twitter account that 2015's most popular book from the United Nations Dag Hammarskjöld Library to be none other than the Ramona Pedretti classic Immunity of Heads of State and State Officials for International Crimes. The UN moronically tweeted, "This is an academic book concerning international laws on immunity." James Dyett tweeted back, "Yes, but the question we are asking is why so many people are checking it out." United Nations has no proper response outside of the self-important notion that UN officials needed to do research on the matter. Are they arrogantly bragging, or are they really that stupid? It appears that UN officials are keen on the knowledge of avoiding prison for crimes against humanity. Meanwhile, the London Independent reports officials have learned about what appears to be a fresh scandal. Investigators discovered this month that at least four UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic allegedly paid young girls as little as 50 cents in exchange for sex. UN employees have been accused of 22 other incidents of alleged sexual abuse or sexual exploitation in the past 14 months. The most recent accusations come in the wake of efforts to implement a zero-tolerance policy for such offenses. Other sex crimes have occurred in Mali, South Sudan, Liberia, and Democratic Republic of Congo in recent years. The Saudis must have checked Padridi's book out repeatedly. In Saudi Arabia, in what would be regarded as non-existent crimes in a free republic, minimal crimes including making homemade wine, talking about sex, driving a car while being a female, or even just having unrelated people in your house could get you jail time, flogged to death, or beheaded.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Saudi government runs ISIS, runs Al-Qaeda. Does that mean that sometimes these groups don't attack Saudi Arabia to demand more goodies and more power and more weapons? Absolutely. But that's the real problem. There it is in the New York Times. Convicted terrorist claims Saudis funded Al-Qaeda and knew a plot to down Air Force One. It's in the 28 pages that Saudi Arabia was running the hijackers and they were in Saudi intelligence.
Of course, the United Nations' answer to Saudi Arabia's abject cruelty is to give them a key position on the UN Human Rights Council. Why stop there? North Korea appears to be overqualified. Last year, WikiLeaks intercepted classified files between British diplomats and the Saudis, revealing that the UK worked with the Saudi government to get them elected to the UN Human Rights Council. Meanwhile, in the UK, government pedophilia takes center stage. While in Germany, the German government children's department distributed millions of leaflets promoting pedophilia while ignoring the rape of its citizens by an unrelenting wave of foreign rapists they brought in. Simply put, a global crime syndicate disease that makes the rules while breaking those very rules and claiming immunity is quickly infecting your government, your finances, your child's future, and ultimately your life. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Coming up, Alex Jones is going to talk about the InfoWars-inspired X-Files series, as well as the revolution going on in Hollywood.
This is a protest, and this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. InfoWars.com.
I have a dream!
Another GOP debate is upon us.
When you had the World Trade Center go, people were put into planes that were friends, family, and they were sent back. They knew what was going on. They went home and they wanted to watch their boyfriends on television.
Who else would come back like that at the Bushes and the Clintons calling them criminals?
And this the Saudis.
You guys, go back to your live feeds.
You see, we don't have rights in America. Only the people who are outside of this country have a right. The only right that anybody has is to come live in America, presumably to live off of us if that's what they choose. They can come live off of us. They can come create war in our country. That's their right. But people in America don't have rights.
The first and most important priority of the President of the United States is to protect the safety and security of America.
No, it isn't. You're disqualified. You have an oath to the Constitution, and the oath to the Constitution says, and the Declaration of Independence says, you are created to protect our freedoms.
Right.
Not to keep us safe. They didn't want safety. They wouldn't have rebelled against the strongest government in the world if their first priority was safety. Their first priority was liberty. They created a government to protect that. I'm sick of these people.
If we want to defend the country, we have to defend against who's coming in. And Marco has more of an allegiance to Chuck Schumer and to the liberals than he does to conservative policy.
Do you really think that Republicans have fueled the rise of ISIS?
Yeah, where's she been? Who is she?
The allies of ISIS, the Islamic rebels against Assad, that we created a safe space or made that space bigger for ISIS to grow.
We know what's going on. We know these guys are running ISIS. And when they talk about shutting down freedom of speech, he just repeated the exact same stuff he said in his speech. Even talking about how you don't refer to these people as masterminds, he knows precisely what he's saying. These are a bunch of Morlocks, and the American people are a bunch of Eloi. When they talk about serving America, you're on the menu.
Join InfoWars January 14th, starting at 7 p.m. Central for another episode of Political Science Theater 3K.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Alex Jones here with InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to be throwing it back to Leanne McAdoo here in the studio just in a few minutes. But we have some very, very exciting news. One of the biggest TV series in world history, sometimes getting as many as 55 million viewers per episode. That's close to the Super Bowl. The X-Files, after a decade of being gone, is coming back. And the creator, the producer, the director of many of the episodes, Chris Carter, has said what I was already told by Dean Hagel and other insiders from the original show, that a lot of it was based on the, quote, conspiracy theories that I myself and others developed, but also from Chris Carter's own research. Now, I'm not a big mainstream television watcher, but obviously I did watch some of the X-Files back when it was on television, and it didn't leave because it didn't have ratings. It left because I guess Carter wanted to do other things. Well, now he's coming back. He's given a big interview to Entertainment Weekly and said, hey, listen, world government's a real threat. I'm not, you know, making a show about right-wingers. I'm basing it on libertarian Alex Jones, who's one of the main characters that the, you know, two FBI agents come to learn what's happening. Geoengineering, chemtrailing, false flag terrorism, genetic engineering. Now remember, MIT Magazine yesterday admitted they're growing humans inside cows and inside sheep and pigs, you know, just a few days ago. We've known about that gestation for decades, but now it's all being admitted. So there's really this point where the elite are announcing world government, they're announcing global taxation, they're announcing the war on the family. They've denied all this was happening forever. They denied the Federal Reserve was private, now they admit it. And now as we race towards a global financial implosion that the Royal Bank of Scotland said today is imminent. I'm not saying it's imminent, they are. I'm at risk of becoming passé. Really, because so much of what people didn't believe I was saying has come true. It was already true. It was in white papers, government documents, you name it. But it's amazing. Let's start scrolling through this if we can. Let's show folks the headline again in there in the control room. Fox X-Files reveal has controversial new theories.
And then it goes through UN takeover, 9/11 and more. And you scroll down into the article, it says, you know, they're like, hey, you're basing on Alex Jones, the right winger. And he says, no, he's a libertarian guy. And the UN world government, you know, takeover is a real deal. And this is based on InfoWars. It says that lower down, in the report. There it is. It says, the conspiracy theory plays a bit like Oliver Stone during his JFK pitch, only if his source material was InfoWars instead of UFO lore. So before they were 80% UFOs, 20% government conspiracies. Now they're going to be 80% government conspiracies, 20% UFOs. And that's exactly what Coast to Coast AM did about 14 years ago under the leadership of George Norrie, which made the show even more successful, is they quit doing 90% space aliens and chupacabras and stuff. The show's on 600 stations, second biggest radio show in the world, 16 million listeners conservatively every night, just on terrestrial radio, not mentioning satellite or internet. It's more like 18 million. But new X-Files based on Alex Jones' InfoWars. We have the story reposted at InfoWars.com for posterity. But again, ladies and gentlemen, I used to go out to Hollywood every few months. I used to be on Discovery Channel shows, history shows. I've been in a couple big Linkletter movies. I got offers to be in other big movies. In fact, I was offered major, not top roles, but supporting actor roles just in the last decade. I mean, for big movies. And I said no for a reason. Hollywood has been totally controlled by propagandists. And I knew in the underground I had a better chance of putting out my ideas because the internet was a new open platform for that. And then I wouldn't be able to get my ideas through Hollywood. I needed to change the world and have others change the world first before I would be able to then do things through Hollywood. But the fact that Hollywood itself, when I talk to so many big directors, so many big actors, on air, off air, everybody from Viggo Mortensen, you know, to you name it, that they are being suppressed and they're sick of not being able to come out and talk about what's really on their mind. A great example is The Last Captain America from Marvel. Most Marvel stuff is just pure mindless tripe. The Last Captain America, Winter Soldier, was incredible. I mean, it's exactly what we're facing. AI systems exterminating millions of Americans that are seen as individualists that won't go along with the corporate Borg takeover. So the fact that the X-Files creator is admitting and hat-tipping that much of what he's going to do is based off the theories that I bring out, the fact that he said nice things about me shows how far we've come. And they're going to show my view and then Carter's view and then, you know, because he talks about it. And then obviously someone else saying I'm full of bull, Scully. But it doesn't matter. The fact is that we've come to this point shows that we're super effective. I mean, look at these Facebook mentions we do because we're simulcasting that right now as we tape for the nightly news tonight. The average one is getting 500,000 views right now. In the last week, we've probably done 8 or 9 of these, over 10 million views. So the average is going up. We have videos that get 3 million views in one day. And that's just on a Facebook platform. Billions of views on YouTube. Tens of millions of listeners every week on terrestrial radio. The truth is, folks, we're already as big as the X-Files was in mainstream. So it's already happened. The huge success has already happened. It's just the establishment is trying to pretend like that's not going on and marginalize people that say, hey, Obamacare is written by foreign banks to double and triple prices. The Republicans wrote it. It's a screw job. They use Obama as their front to get it through. Or, hey, the government admits they want to take our guns. How dare them say that we're conspiracy theorists? It just doesn't work anymore. The people don't have confidence in the system anymore. It doesn't mean I have all the answers. It doesn't mean you have all the answers. But we know believing the same old story, going along with the establishment, is getting us nowhere. Donald Trump, whether he's good or bad, his huge success, his meteoric rise, being number one for 6 months, looking like he's going to get the nomination, is due to the fact that people are in open revolt and rebellion, an uprising against the system. It could be a ham sandwich. They're going to support it when the establishment attacks it. Their endorsement of Trump is what kills him with the establishment. Now, to be clear, what I'm talking about here is when they attack Trump, because that's doublespeak, but that's how they think, that is an endorsement to the people. If they wanted to hurt Donald Trump, they would actually come out and endorse him and say that he was a great guy. That's how much credibility they've lost. So to be clear, when the system attacks Donald Trump, that is an endorsement. Because the people hate the establishment and Congress with its 9% approval rating so much. So coming up tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, Leanne will air this that we're taping right now. It's going out live on Facebook Mentions. And then she'll get into other really, really serious topics. I don't normally get up here and talk about issues that are dealing with entertainment, but I've said this more and more on air. We need to do this because 20% or so of the propaganda and brainwashing is in newspapers and on the nightly news and on international news. That's where they're engaged in their brainwashing. But so many people have just tuned out of mainstream media because they know it's deceptive, and they're getting their information from fiction, from Hollywood movies, from films, from books. And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. It's a mix. So the real fight, though, is in the fiction. The real fight is going on shows like The X-Files. And so I'm going to sit back and watch and see what happens. But I hope they try to bring out some of these big topics, because NASA admits they're geoengineering the planet with chemtrails. They just call it geoengineering. The system admits they're adding virus stimulants to vaccines. They admit they're engaged in genetic engineering against the people. It's all, though, admitted dryly in white papers. What I do is cover it in a flamboyant and exciting way, because as a watchman on the wall watching enemies invade, I've got to yell and scream and blow trumpets to get people awake and to get people involved. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm not perfect, but I'm real. I'm unscripted. I'm teleprompter free, trying to promote a better, freer world. Well, that's it for this section of the transmission. I'm going to be back in a moment after the break with Leanne to talk about the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie that deals with someone coming back from the dead and involves a big, mean grizzly bear. So stay with us. I'm going to continue on Facebook Mentions for a moment.
What's wrong? You don't like a small group of psychos hijacking your country? Well, become president of the United States and change it from the...
Never mind.
Three cops were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the...
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy three boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would have never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and Working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things. And if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. The third and final hour of this December 15th, 2005 Thursday edition. You know, I got a surprise, I don't know, 6, 8 months ago, a year ago, I don't remember now, Dean, when Dean Hagman, who I'd watched on The X-Files and who I'd also seen on The Lone Gunman, and I talked about that particular pilot episode quite a bit because it's almost exact parallels with 9/11, when Dean Hagman gave me a call and said, hey, I'm in town.
Right. Well, Al, it's great to see you again, by the way.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I was an actor on The X-Files for 9 seasons, 10 years, plus our own spinoff, The Lone Gunman. I'm the one that looked like Garth from Wayne's World. Thank you very much for everyone who's listening. Yeah, I had the long blonde hair and the horn-rimmed glasses and the rock t-shirts with the Ramones and all that sort of thing.
You were my favorite character, I have to say. I was always glad whenever the conspiracy theorist guys popped up.
That's right. And, you know, the writers, like Chris Carter, and they were listening to shows like yours and Art Bell and stuff to get a sense of how to write for us and how to, like, do that. So you were major influences.
Wow, I'm flattered. I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. They were all keeping tabs on everything. Which made the show so relevant back then.
But I like that attention. It's better than attention from Dime Court.
Yeah, exactly. Though I just heard about that now, that you're a bit threatened by these guys.
Man, I tell you, these are the guys to be threatened by.
Well, you know, this just is a testament to the good work you're doing. I mean, if you didn't have that kind of influence, they would just ignore you completely.
It actually just gives me the willies. That type of evil gives me just where does that come from? It's like another universe.
It is another. Well, and it's that level of fear on those corporate structure parts that just indicate that there's a huge cultural shift coming that I've seen over the last year. You know, since we talked in this documentary that I've been shooting, what I've found is that there is something larger going on that is phenomenal, that will, as you said, you know, left, right's an illusion and all that. We're somehow having this ability to see past these illusions, to see past these power structures that will just, I think, tear down the walls.
Well, it's like selling icy, frosty lemonades in hell. I mean, 10, 11 years ago when I first got started, people were perceptive and receptive. But nothing, I mean, it's light years now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's almost a danger to that, though, because then people are so ready to, I'm wondering 2 weeks after the London bombing, is it a government operation? And then mainstream newspapers are saying it. So, but I'm also, though, seeing the discernment go up. People are also getting very discriminating, very selective. They're seeing through disinfo operations very quickly, which is very encouraging.
It is encouraging, and I think, it's sort of the 100 monkey theory. You know that one? There's a larger collective unconsciousness that we're all keen into. And once that happens, then, you know, they can make all the threats they want, they can do all the sort of power grabs and pass all this legislation that turns it into a police state, I still believe that the larger consciousness, the publicists, will break through.
Oh, I agree. Let's talk more about that, because what did Gandhi say? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win.
Mm-hmm.
But the movement will win. I just wonder if I can survive the attack. we'll be right back. Stay with us. Dean Haglund, who, again, was the star of the X-Files, one of the main stars on the show for 9 seasons, 10 years, and, of course, the Lone Gunman pilot, and then 1 season, which I thought was better than the X-Files personally.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the writers did too, and they wanted to, bring up a lot more of the less the ghost stories and the poo monsters that they had in the X-Files, and go more into the conspiracy, but with the comedic edge, you know, as a way of getting some of these serious things across, but in a lighthearted tone.
You know, Coast to Coast AM, second biggest radio show in the country, it's shifted a lot out of the ghost stories and stuff into more of the New World Order stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And the writers were trying to take that show in that direction in an entertaining fashion, a way of bringing these ideas into the public forum.
Is that because that's what the fans and the public wanted, or is that because that's what you guys wanted?
I think it was a combination. You know, the popularity of the Gunman had a large conspiracy contingent to it, and so they were going after that fan base and less from the shippers and the, you know, who loved Mulder and who loves Scully kind of thing.
Your pilot episode, tell us about that plot.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a pilot episode for The Lone Gunman, where the basic plot was the gunman had to stop a plane from flying into the World Trade Center 8 months before it actually happened. So when we got the script, it said, you know, plane, World Trade Center. They filmed an entire airplane. They had a green mat screen, so they put the shot of the New York skyline in with the plane flying directly at it, and just seconds before we get computer control, we get it back to the pilots, and the pilots can pull the plane up and avoid hitting the World Trade Center.
Revenant. One who has come back from the dead, like Lazarus of the Bible. I went and saw this movie last night. I thought it was excellent. I'm already a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't really agree with his politics, but this director did an amazing job. It is truly avant-garde. It was also very disturbing, more than 2.5 hours long. I was glad when it was over. It was definitely an experience. And I'm also frustrated by the way history's been projected here in the United States. This is a little bit politically correct, but not too much. Almost all cowboy and Indian westerns, right through from, you know, John Wayne and Stagecoach up to Dances with Wolves with Kevin Costner, show what happened out west in the 1860s to the 1890s, as if Comanches were the only tribe that existed. From the beginning of settling going on with the Mayflower, there were different diverse tribes, some loving, some warlike, some inventive, some political, or a mix of the two. There were huge wars where the natives would use the French and the British and others off against each other as proxies, or the other way around. The biggest Indian wars, as they were called, with the Native Americans, happened between the 1820s and the 1850s. That's when the big deciding wars happened in the Midwest, on the Mississippi. And let me tell you, this film is set right around that time, and it gives you a real flavor for what was going on. It wasn't whites against the natives or natives against the whites. It was French and natives working together or against each other. It absolutely captured what was going on. And the fact that it was barbarous, Conan the Barbarian for real type insanity. And I would love to see cinema. We've got Last of the Mohicans, you know, set in the 1730s and 40s or so, and that's very accurate of what happened. It's, you know, based on fiction, but it has some real events in it. But there's no other movies that pick up anything from the, you know, 1600s really up until the 1860s and past that. And that's because newspapers finally began serializing the Indian wars out west and making it, you know, popular to follow the extermination of the, quote, Indians, using the racist term. It wasn't a fun topic and it wasn't something to read books about for entertainment back when whole cities were being burned and armies of Native Americans mixed in with whites and others would pour down by the hundreds of thousands in some cases and kill tens of thousands of people a day in some cases. I mean, whole states wiped out. It was incredible. And you look at somebody like Andrew Jackson, America's president, who grew up fighting the British, lost his mother and brother to the British, lost a lot of family to the natives, an Indian fighter, a guy that was overwhelmed time and time again with people like Davy Crockett and Sam Houston that worked under him. And you understand why it was exterminate them, drive them out, round them up, kick them out, because it was a death battle. And I'm not defending what they did or what the natives did. It's just, it wasn't like it's 2016, we're all in a beautiful, glistening city with, you know, Walmarts and Safeways and Targets, and the white guys are going up killing little sweet Indians with pink flowers. Most of the tribes were mega savage, would kill the men and the women and take your children if you were lucky, just enslaving other native tribes. I mean, it was hardcore. Look at the Aztecs south of us. They came as far north as, you know, up into South Texas grabbing people for sacrifice. So humans are humans, different cultures, do different things for different periods, but we're pretty much all the same at the end of the day. And this movie actually goes a long way towards showing some of that. And it shows both sides. It kind of leans towards the natives, 2 or 3%, but it's not like 90% leaning. So I want to say good job to the director, good job to Leonardo DiCaprio, good job to the other actors. The bad guy does a great job in the movie. So I'm impressed with this film. I have no stock in it. Obviously, some will say, why are you promoting something when you're a political show? Well, all art is political. And we more and more are going to be covering art some because that's where the real propaganda is going on. And we want to reward good art, more accurate art from our perspective, by promoting it and by supporting it. And then we're going to attack stuff that's garbage and filth. Okay, so that's what it comes down to. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but only for one more week. Next Monday, the special that only comes around once a year ends. In fact, we've never offered 6 months free before, but I really want to get more people to join and to be able to watch the nightly news, to see the live reports we do, the special reports, all my films, ebooks, and so much more. One person can share their membership with 20 people, and you are funding the absolute very leading edge, the vanguard of the resistance to the globalist operation on every front. We have to have our own platform that is harder for them to censor, harder for the system to shut down. PrisonPlanet.tv. We put out the daily radio show free with the video and audio feeds at Infowars.com/show. But it is the members that get the nightly news exclusively and first and the commercial free video podcasts and audio podcasts that are paying it forward and financing and helping so many other people see the truth when we put the videos on Facebook, YouTube, and it's PrisonPlanet.tv that finances so much of the cameras, the equipment, the crew, the reporters. You are becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You get exclusive HD, higher quality, get it first, and then you can download it, share it with friends and family, share your passcode with them, your username. It's a win-win, and then you're helping finance to put it out for free to everybody. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water. Save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Interviewed a lot of people, and I've snuck in places like Bohemian Grove. I've been attacked at political demonstrations, been arrested many times. But I gotta say, this is probably the most surreal drive I've ever made to go meet someone that I'm gonna be interviewing. Louis Farrakhan.
our government has gone into nations with money from our Congress to stimulate the dissatisfied and then arm them against a government that is their government. That's what America did in Libya. That's what they're doing in Syria. And the blowback now is they have created a refugee crisis that is destabilizing the countries in Europe. So when Mr. Trump said, we can't allow these Muslims, refugees, into America. Now, a lot of people were upset with him, but I know, sir, that the hatred for America in the Muslim world is building, as we told Mr. Bush. No Muslim leader could call for jihad and have it stick. No Muslim leader had the power to unite the whole Muslim world. I said, but America's policies will unite those people against the West, and it is happening. So in this way, Mr. Trump, I think, is wise to vet anyone coming from that area into America, because the hatred for America is in the streets now. So if those people are refugees and America feels I gotta let 10,000 of them in because America created the problem. Now, if you let them in and you don't vet them carefully, you might be letting in your own destruction. When we dialogue, we correct misperceptions. That is what makes Trump acceptable to so many white people who feel, damn, I can't be myself now. I can't say what I really feel. I'll pay a political price. So Mr. Trump says, to heck with that. I'll tell you what's on my mind. And that is freeing a lot of people that like what he is doing. So the politicians today, I looked at the many Republicans and Democrats that are trying to win the nomination of their party. And it says to me, you know, it's like I don't want to be vulgar, but it's like you, in any major city, you see women undressed, showing their wares for a John to buy them. And it's like politicians who don't have money, but have ideas. And they parade themselves before rich and powerful people to get money, apparently for their ideas that the rich agree with. But the moment that they become what they're looking to become, they find that the rich have an agenda for them, that the rich have something to ask of them, like the John asks of the prostitute. And that's one of the things that I admire about Mr. Trump, because he told them all, I don't want your money. And when a politician does not want money from the rich, he's freer than the others to really do good for the masses of the people. And I think that today, we are in the midst of the darkest hour in American history. And so if we don't make the right move with the right people at the right time, the America that we know, we're not going to see it become great again.
In the few minutes that we have left, I want to put a bookend on Governor Abbott's call for restoring the rule of law. He makes some very broad and important points that I think it's very important for the public to understand. First of all, we need to have some kind of fiscal responsibility in Washington. That's what his call to have a balanced budget amendment is about. But understand that what makes the federal government irresponsible is the fact that they can print money, that they can borrow money without any limit with using the Federal Reserve. States don't have that capability. As a governor, Governor Abbott understands that. But of course, it was John Maynard Keynes, creator of Keynesian economics, the court jester to FDR's economic programs, that sold us on the lie that macroeconomics doesn't obey the same rules as microeconomics, that no matter how much money you borrow, if you borrow it from yourself, it doesn't really matter. And yet the reality is that we're not borrowing it from ourselves. We're printing it. We're borrowing it from other countries. That is the fundamental lie. And the Federal Reserve is really the mechanism by which they've done this. No budget balancing amendment is really going to stop that. See, we can't really restate the Ninth and Tenth Amendment as his seventh one does. He says, restore the balance of power between the federal and state governments by limiting the federal government to powers expressly delegated it into the Constitution. Well, that's the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Are we going to put that back in there and say, and oh, by the way, this time we really mean it? See, the Constitution and any of these amendments are not self-enforcing documents. So we have to have the courage to stand up and do something about that. We have to understand that most of these proposals that he has here, he's pointing out that the bureaucracies and the judiciary, especially the Supreme Court, are out of control, unaccountable, unelected to the American, by the American people. So we have to find some way to restore that. And his prescription, most of these amendments, would be to have a two-thirds majority of the states to override what the bureaucracies are doing, what the Supreme Court is doing, what activist federal courts are doing. I would say this. We have a tool where one juror can override this on a case-by-case basis. We need to understand that we have powers that we're not even using. And that's a problem of ignorance of the American people. We need to have situations where we require the judges to inform the jurors of both their rights and the duties. They need to know what the prospective penalties are going to be if they find somebody guilty. So that's the situation that was behind Oregon. It wasn't just an out-of-control bureaucracy, but it was a jury that wrongfully convicted these people because they didn't know what the penalties were going to be, because they were told they could only judge the facts and not how the law was going to be applied. We had a judge there who revolted against the obscenity of this mandatory minimum, calling these people arsonists and terrorists. He said, it offends my conscience. And yet, it was overturned because of mandatory minimum. So we need to get rid of that. We need to require judges to tell the truth. We need to have honesty when we select the juries. We need to reclaim due process. You see, we have a situation now, we have a court system that really operates without justice, without mercy, without due process. We have the fiction that when the government punishes you by stealing your property, they can call it a civil action and not a criminal action. No, civil action is what happens when two citizens sue each other in court. A criminal action is when the government comes after you with penalties. So we need to remove those lies. But before we can, we need to look at some of the fundamental lies that are standing right in front of us, like the war on drugs, for example. And we had Debbie Wasserman Schultz called out for that, said, you know, why are you still supporting marijuana prohibition of all things? And she said, well, you know, I do it for safety. We have to understand that at the time we had the alcohol prohibition amendment, everybody understood the federal government had no authority. They knew what the Constitution was about. That's why we have those two amendments, to make it illegal and to make it legal again. We have to restore respect and understanding of what the rule of law is. So we don't have a Constitution problem. We have a problem with criminals in Washington. Well, that's it for tonight's news. If you're not a Prison Planet TV subscriber, please consider supporting our operation. Well, join us again tomorrow. We'll be back at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the nightly news.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA,
So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.